In an election year with high stakes, local and national politicians could be looking past a group of voters. Pew Research shows that Asian American population is the fastest growing racial group in the U.S., suggesting they will eventually be the nation's largest immigrant group. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield. A Chinese American family living in Greater Cincinnati often feels like the media and politicians include their community only as a footnote. Right now, there isn't a clear Democratic frontrunner in the presidential primary. Janelle Wong is an Asian American Studies professor at the University of Maryland. She says the polarized political environment makes Asian Americans a rare group both parties can attract.
They might be voting for the first time. Their party identification has not been solidified.
The census says Asian Americans make up around 6% of the U.S. population. One-third is in the Democratic stronghold state, California, which Wong says is one reason politicians may not spend as much time speaking directly to them.
Some see that group as up for grabs. That has its pros and its cons. On the one hand, elected officials and candidates might target Asian Americans because they see them as up for grabs. On the other hand, they sometimes don't want to take a chance on an undecided voter.
U.S. Asians have roots in more than 20 other countries. A little over 2% of them live in Ohio. Felicity Tao and Mingyong Wing moved to the U.S. for college in 1999. Now they're naturalized citizens that classify themselves as independents that lean left, which is on par nationally with 65% of registered Asian American voters. Only 27% identify or lean Republican. WVXU reached out to the Hamilton County Republican Party chairman, who said he didn't have much to add on how the party attracts Asian American voters. Wong says second-generation Asian Americans are typically more progressive than their elders, but 18-year-old Teddy mostly agrees with his mom, Felicity Tao.
I could see myself voting for Republican, but I just think, like, at this point, especially, like, the Republicans right now, like, when they talk about racial issues and stuff, they're just a little, I would say, like, not graceful.
But Republicans shouldn't count out his vote. He says he isn't closed-minded about the party. Tao agrees, but she also worries that the Democratic Party takes identity politics too far.
You know, in the meantime, I think both parties kind of ignore their Asian American bloc. I think we definitely need more visibility, and Democrats cannot take it for granted that Asian Americans will vote for them.
The Hamilton County Democratic Party says it hasn't finalized its 2020 strategic plan, but voter registration is a priority. This election, the Democratic presidential field was the largest, with 27 candidates, and the most diverse in at least 40 years. The family was excited about the racial diversity, but now it's down to 12 candidates with only 2 people of color. Who Teddy and his parents like and who they'll vote for are 2 different things.
It would be Joe Biden that I'm most likely going to vote for, I'd say like 95% chance, unless I see Pete Buttigieg having a chance of winning the primary.
Teddy says Biden isn't an exciting candidate, he doesn't handle himself well on the debate stage, and he doesn't have a good policy. But Teddy and his parents want to support someone that stands a chance against President Trump.
I'm definitely settling for Joe Biden. There are at least 3 other candidates that I'd rather pick.
My dream candidate is not on the stage right now.
And for her husband, Mingyong Wing.
I think our wisdom has been challenged in the 2016 election. So anything can happen. So that's why I still want to keep my eyes open and ears open.
Until November, the family says they're keeping an open mind, which could be an opportunity for a politician to win them over. Ambrielle Crutchfield, 91.7 WVXU.